Hanging there together. It's almost 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. It is officially 4:36 and 45 seconds right now on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO. I need a weekend. I'm not going to whine, but I guess I'm going to whine. It's been a long week. I don't know what's going on. Long week this week. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of things happening.
And it came in so nicely. Saturday, Sunday,
oh,
it was a beautiful weekend.
Great.
And you're thinking, all right, here we go with the week. And it's just been, it's been a long week. I agree with you.
Feels like I've been through like a 15-round bout with Oscar De La Hoya.
Sometimes you have those weeks.
Yes. I'm not sure. I'm going to have some good weeks coming up because I'm going to Ackerman Acres on Monday to do a show. Then I'm going to jump on a plane somewhere. Don't know where it's going to be. Then we're going to do a show or two from the NCAA basketball tournament where NDSU is. Then I'm going to fly back. Then I'm going to jump on a bus. And I'm looking forward to all of this, but I'm going to jump on a bus and go to Lake of the Woods to Ballard's Resort for our ice fishing trip.
You're going to be in the studio like 3 hours next week. That's about it.
Yes, I am. Maybe not even that much. It's going to be a busy, busy week. And we still don't know with the whole NCAA thing where they're going to be or who they're going to be playing or whatever. So we'll take it as it comes. Kind of a fun week coming up next week. Otto in Fargo, you want to talk about NDSU. Go ahead.
You are talking about the third base bar and the mayor. My favorite story from those broadcasts down there, I think it was to you from Gene Taylor, but it might have been to Joel, was when Taylor was talking to the mayor, and he says, Mr. Mayor, were you a little nervous when Brock Jensen threw the pick six? And then we fumbled the next drive. No, he says, I knew he'd come back. I knew you'd come back. He was a
fight. Yeah, I knew we would come back. Yeah, no, Mayor Mazzo makes no bones about it. He is an NDSU fan. I mean, he doesn't even hide it. He's rooting for NDSU. So, kind of cool. Yeah, you bet, Otto. Let's go to Jeff Katzer right now in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. He is a fishing guide out of Woodland Resort on that fine, fine body of water. Jeff Katzer, how are you, my friend?
Thank God. It's Friday. can't do it.
You can't do what?
It's just wiping me out, this weather. Come on. It was like 44 yesterday. We were in shorts. Well, I lied. We weren't, but we were in short sleeves almost.
You were in jorts. You weren't in shorts. Oh. You were in jorts.
And now it's 10.
And the wind's blowing.
And
it's winter again.
But hey, listen, the snow is pert near gone. On Devil's Lake, we've got mounds where the roads were and things of that nature. The water that was on yesterday is kind of, shall we say, freeze-dried.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I've gotten some reports from up there, Jeff, that there's all kinds of water all over the lake, and it's tough to get around. And you say, with it being 10 degrees, it ain't water anymore, so it's got to be frozen.
Did you see the little video I put on Facebook? That was our rookie doing a rookie epic mistake. Hey, I'm just going to drive over here. All right. Well, now we're going to pull you out at 2.5 feet of slush. So, and it even happens to us. So, I mean, you just got to watch where you're going, travel with a buddy, all that good stuff. My guys are so beat this year. I mean, hands off to Andrew Lovegren, Eric Bentonwall, Tom Shields, and Brad. I mean, it's just been a great year. Tomorrow's our last day. Remember, I can say this because I know the real stuff this year. Remember, boys and girls, listen, all ice houses have to be off by midnight tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. The 15th, they got to be off.
There, no exceptions.
No
exceptions.
No exceptions. None.
Yes.
Everybody's off. All right. I feel better about that.
Yes. Good. So here's the key question. You can get around okay if people want to go to Devil's Lake. You can still get around okay. And it's still safe ice. It's not, there's still like 45 inches of ice, right?
Yeah. Even though our last day is tomorrow, we're like probably moved 8 houses today for clients and really got probably another. I'd say we have between 40 and 46 inches of ice, at least. So we're probably a good 2 weeks of driving yet on good old Devil's Lake. And, you know, the walleyes have been doing pretty good in the mornings and at night, and the perch have been fairly slow. And they're even getting sick and tired.
They're waiting for warmer weather. They're waiting for the runoff to start coming into the lake and whatever snow you have left to start going away.
But on a good note, I saw 9 flocks of honkers yesterday, Canadian geese. I saw a group of about 6 snow geese and 20 ducks. And all it had to do was get above 40 for one day, and spring was here. It's gone now, but it was here.
It'll come back.
It'll come, yeah, someday.
So
it'll
you saw,
back.
So you did see some snow geese, though. So those are, they generally follow the snow line, so they're making their way up through the Dakotas, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I heard that they're on the line. They've been seeing some. The Aberdeen area have got some, quite a bit, actually. So all we need is probably another week in the 40s like that. We'll get the sheet water going. They can come and eat and grab some water, and they'll be here. It's kind of exciting.
So I had a couple messages from people today, Jeff. Actually, somebody from Fergus Falls that was driving to Devil's Lake this morning messaged me and said, where are they biting on Devil's Lake? I'm going up there right now. And then I had somebody during my show here text me into the program and say, I'm on Devil's Lake right now. It's pretty slow. Where can I find some fish? So if people are looking to catch some fish right now and go to Devil's Lake as the weather starts to get warmer, where can they go? What are they looking for? How deep? What?
Well, if you're listening to us right now and you're on Devil's Lake and you're, what time is it? Oh yeah, you're perfect. If you're in more than 20 feet of water, leave. Get into shallow areas, the transition areas, points, rock piles, old weed edges, and sit there until about 8 o'clock tonight. Shorelines. We found some nice spots along the shoreline yesterday. The walleyes are very active this morning, and we're hoping they're going to be there tonight. So get set up for your walleye bite tonight. And small buckshots, jigging Rapalas with minnow heads have been working good. And we've been trying and experimenting here with the great big, like the 3-inch long jigging rats, blue and chrome, minnow head on it. We're getting perch on it, of all things. But the walleyes have been just crushing it, too. You won't even see it come in on your Vexlar. All of a sudden, bam, and he's there. So they're pretty aggressive at night like this. One that we really rock bottom with that barometer yesterday, and that totally gave our perch a headache. And I just don't think they're going to recover that quick. Possibly tomorrow, you know, it should stabilize a little bit after this low tonight blows through. I don't think we're supposed to be above 15 tomorrow.
Jeepers, creepers.
I know. But then it goes up from there. So looks like Mother Nature's just going to give it to us on our last day anyways. But that's all right. We'll take it, and we'll still catch fish.
Somebody has texted in, and they're a Facebook friend of yours and a friend in real life as well, Jeff. And they said, ask Jeff if Cooper, and that's your black lab, ask Jeff if Cooper's out of jail yet for the frog incident. Or does he need to get bail to get out of his little doggy jail? Tell us what happened there.
Well, a little embarrassing. You know, my black lab, we've been on all the North Dakota tours and commercials. He's the one jumping out of the boat. I've got a good-looking black lab. I mean, he's a big blockhead, 110-pounder, and he never does any wrong. And everything we kill, he brings back. And he's been getting a little miffed lately that I'm doing nothing with him. So Hunter, my little guy, 16 months old tomorrow, had a favorite toy. It was a froggy, and it talked. We came home, and the other black lab, which is the one I'm guaranteeing did this, and Cooper, my dog, decided to rip Froggy up, and my wife posted that on Facebook of Froggy parts everywhere. Came home, and Hunter was not happy.
Oh, no. Yeah. Were there some tears over Froggy being ripped apart?
There was, and the bad part is Cooper had a little bit of that white fuzz on his chin, so I'm still thinking he was framed on this whole deal. CSI Devil's Lake is looking into it currently as we speak. Right now, I mean, he has taken the oath. I mean, he has the right to remain silent, and that is what he's done.
And if he doesn't remain silent, that's even a bigger story if he starts to talk. So that's a huge story.
He's already looked at me and, like, if we haven't shot, like, really, dude, what's with this? So, I mean, I can kind of tell what he's thinking. He was framed. It was a frame job. That's for sure. Old Froggy is gone. No, rest in peace, my friend. But now we've got to find a new Froggy.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, hopefully they make him somewhere and you can find another one in a store someplace. And then Hunter will
be about 18 inches long, green, just a frog, puppet deal. Not a puppet, a stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal, and it makes a noise. It makes the ribbit noise?
Yep, it goes right. Ribbit.
Perfect. All right. The listeners of the Mike McFeely Show, be on the lookout for a new Froggy for Hunter. Drop it off at 1020 25th Street South. So when do you think the perch will bounce? They have to start going again sometime here, Jeff, right?
They will. We got to get some stable weather going. And as soon as we do, I mean, let's put it this way. Tom is out in our snow bear right now, and he's giggling. He's found him. It's an epic proportion of a bite. And he only is able to stay on him for about 10 minutes, and then they disappear. The reason being is we'll pull up a house right next to them and, you know, thinking we could put the people in there, and they disappear. So they're very, I think this pressure system's really got them loopy right now, and I think we just need a couple of days of just stable pressure, stable, maybe slightly rising temps, you know, just everything stable for them to get kind of mellowed out a little bit. And I think they're going to definitely bounce back. I mean, my God, did you see what we were posting this year? December, January, February, beginning of March. Even if we've had a couple of slow times, which we've had, I've got some of your guys that listen to you every day from Hillsboro here. Well, they've had a rough time. We've been moving them around. They're picking up a few fish here and there, but they've got a great attitude. They're just great guys, and they're sticking with it, and they're going to get some walleyes again tonight. But the perch thing, I would imagine within the week they should, you know, get ready and get going. Our houses will be off as of tomorrow, but I'm going to be guiding out of the resort here at Woodland Resort. So if anybody wants to go on a guided trip, just give us a call. But I think it should pick up here. I really do.
Perfect. Jeffrey, you have a great weekend, okay? Take care, and we'll try to find a froggy for you. We'll use the power of KFGO to find a froggy for Hunter, okay?
The power of your listeners are incredible, so I know they're going to come through. I'll have to get a U-Haul probably to come pick them up, I'm pretty sure. But froggy is now gone. Rest in peace, my friend.
All right. Thanks, man. See ya.
See you, guys.
Yeah, bye. You bet. Jeff Katcher. He'll be back tomorrow morning on Mike McFeely Outdoors. We'll chat some more about fishing and hunting.